Business is booming for legal marijuana, which brought in an estimated $6.6 billion last year and is projected to grow to more than $24 billion by 2025. More than half of states have legalized or decriminalized marijuana, with more than a dozen now taxing cannabis products. But in Alaska, where voters legalized pot in 2014, federal roadblocks and difficult geography are making it tricky for some businesses to pay those state taxes. Jacob Resnick from member station KTOO in Juneau reports.
Paying taxes isn't fun, but it's usually pretty straightforward. Mail a check, set up a direct deposit, easy, done. But take James Barrett. He and his brother run Rainforest Farms in the Alaskan capital, Juneau. It opened its doors last fall.
We're able to do banking, but we can't put any of our cash sales into that bank account.
Why not?
Because it's drug money.
Drug money is how the federal government views the proceeds from Juneau's first legal marijuana outlet. None of the banks in Juneau or anywhere in Alaska will accept pot money, so his business can't write checks. Rainforest Farms and other pot sellers only accept cash for their product. So Alaska's State Revenue Department set up a cash drop for pot businesses in the largest city, Anchorage. Only there's no road out of Juneau, and Anchorage is more than 500 air miles away.
Revenue said, hey, we set up this P.O. box to receive cash payments. You guys can start using it now. And we're like, that's awesome. Thank you so much, Revenue. That's great.
In mid-April, Barrett dropped a brick of cash into the mail. Insured, naturally.
About an hour or so after I shipped my payment out, I got a phone call from the post office, and they said, come pick this up. We're not going to send it.
Tacked to the rejected parcel was a printout reminding him of federal law.
Proceeds from marijuana sales are illegal to send through the mail. And that does include tax payments, even though it's legal in the state of Alaska.
That's Jeremy Leader with the U.S. Postal Inspection Service in Seattle, whose jurisdiction includes Alaska.
If you're going to use the United States mail, you have to abide by federal regulations. And marijuana businesses in Alaska sort of have to know that.
That the feds are throwing up roadblocks for state taxpayers isn't just exasperating for marijuana businesses. Alaska's tax director is Ken Alper. His office has been tasked with collecting taxes from the state's marijuana businesses.
It's such a weird in-between world we're in. I mean, this is a licensed business. These guys have spent hundreds of thousands of dollars, gone through a pretty intense regulatory process, state and local, multiple levels. Their whole files are on the internet, hundreds of pages of documents. But yet they're operating and they're prevented from doing just the normal things that a business is supposed to be able to do, like use a bank or pay their taxes.
In the end, James Barrett flew to Anchorage and dropped off the cash in person. He admits there may be alternatives. He could set up a shell company, hire a courier, or invent some other workaround. But his point is he shouldn't have to.
We want to do business like regular businesses do. In America, we have a common currency for a reason, just so that all these businesses can work together.
This isn't just a problem in Alaska. Pot businesses in Colorado, Washington, and other states aren't able to bank their earnings. A bill introduced in April in the House by a Colorado Democrat and supported by Alaska's Republican congressman would give banks legal cover to work with marijuana businesses across the country. In the meantime, Alaska's chief taxman, Ken Alper, says the feds ought to recognize the state's right to tax state-licensed businesses.
We don't want a new rule. We want to interpret what's being shipped as something other than the proceeds of a drug transaction. In our view, it is tax money.
Clarity in Washington has been in short supply. Congress's $1 trillion spending bill extends a rule barring the federal government from using any funds to block state marijuana laws. But in a signing statement, President Trump said he reserves the right to ignore it. For Here and Now, I'm Jacob Resnick.